This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We lead today with a number, 300. That is approximately the number of regional banks at dire risk next year because of distress in the commercial real estate market. That's the analysis from the National Bureau of Economic Research. And if you remember the whole Silicon Valley Bank situation this past spring, you'll recall that regional banks do a whole lot of lending to local office markets. Now, yes, we have been waiting for that commercial real estate shoe to drop since half of us stopped going to the office, right? And isn't this just like all the economists who cried recession earlier this year? Yeah, and no. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
I visited Steve McDonald's suite of offices back in 2021. He runs a law firm out of the Flood Building, a century-old office tower in San Francisco. Back then, he tried to sell me an Office Depot desk for pennies on the dollar. Nobody ever came in to use it. So today I asked him,
is that desk still there? Are you still looking to sell that?
You know, I don't think it's marketable. It's a giveaway. I mean, because you got to pay people to take it away.
McDonald says the building isn't much livelier than 2 years ago.
It's not better. I'm a busy guy and I have my friends and coworkers, so I don't feel lonely to see it ghost-like. But I would have to guess it's more ghost-like.
This year, those ghosts have been haunting office building owners and the banks who lend to them. Stephen Buschbaum is with the commercial real estate data company TREP.
I would say we've dropped roughly 20%, maybe as high as 30%. So it's a 20 to 30% reduction in aggregate space demand compared to where we were in 2019.
He says the delinquency rate on office loans tripled over the course of the year.
You know, we thought commercial real estate could be really, really bad for small and mid-sized banks. But remember, that's also not in the entirety of their portfolio.
Regional banks also loan to retail and industrial properties, which are doing just fine. On the glass half empty side, Thomas Piskorski at Columbia Business School isn't so confident about regional banks' balance sheets.
The banks already, because of high interest rates, they are like kind of in a very dicey situation, even without commercial real estate distress. And commercial real estate distress just makes things worse.
For his part, Steve McDonald in San Francisco is very close to moving his firm into a new building where he'll be renting less square footage. And if you need a last-minute Christmas gift, that desk is still available. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.